to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
That quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Listen to the word of life with Reverend Steve Mensah of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry as he teaches the word of God with simplicity, passion, and understanding.
And now, the Reverend Steve Mensah.
Hallelujah. This morning, I want to talk about the three blessings in the resurrection. The three blessings in the resurrection. I'll bring you a few scriptures to write them down. The three blessings in the resurrection. The three blessings in the resurrection. The first blessing of the resurrection is the fact that the resurrection gives us hope of life after death. It gives us hope of life after death. Because sometimes when you lose a loved one, you lose a friend, or you yourself, you are on your deathbed, you want to believe that after passing on from this life, there is something better for you. That hope is very important. It's very important for you to know that you are not just going to be lost in some mulligamos somewhere, but that when you have passed on from this life, there is a better life with the Lord. So Jesus himself, in the book of John chapter 14, look at what the Lord said in John 14 verse 1. The Gospel of John 14 verse 1, Jesus himself preached or taught his people and said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Say, "I will come again. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So which means that, look, there is a place that the Lord is. He is gone ahead of us. He has resurrected bodily from the dead. And he is gone ahead of us to prepare a place for us. That when we pass on, when we have lived our life meaningfully on this earth, and the time comes for you to depart, you are going to inherit some heavenly mansions where there will be no on and off of your electricity, there will be no water bill, there will be no rent advance, but you are living with the Lord, and so shall we be with him forever. And the resurrection is what gives us that hope. So Jesus himself said again in the book of John chapter 11, reading from verse 23 to 25, John 11, Jesus said unto him, that's to Martha, "Thy brother shall rise again." And Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Which means that they all believe in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, "The resurrection you are talking about has not come yet, but I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead," look at it, "yet shall he live." Though he were dead. So beloved, sometimes it is not the dying, it is where you spend eternity after death. But I thank my God that I will live a meaningful and a fruitful life on this earth. And when the day comes where the Lord wants me to depart from this earth, I have a better place. No pastor wants to lose his or her members. It doesn't give me joy when I lay a coffin here and I'm doing a funeral service. It is my prayer that we will not die now at all. But if the Lord wills that one or two or three of us should depart, we are hopeful that the Lord will keep you in his heavenly body. Say amen. We are hopeful. And that is comforting to us who are alive. That is comforting to us because we may miss the brother. We may miss the sister. We will miss her jokes, her presence. But we are happy that she is not lost in somewhere. She is not in the hands of some demons who are chewing her brains. But she will be with the Lord. Say amen. He said, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead. Yes, I look at the next verse. And he says, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He said, yes. So we all believe that there is a resurrection. And there are some people who may not taste death until they see the appearance of the Lord. Say amen. So the book of Philippians 1:21, Paul, writing to the church in Philippi, says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is what? Gain. It means that if I'm living, put it in, I'm living for Christ, but if I die, it is gain for my soul. Say amen. It is what? Gain. So Paul was teaching or writing to the church at Corinth. He said, if I am absent from this body, then I am present with the Lord. But to be present in this body is important to you. But I, Paul, I wish that I was with the Lord. Say amen. So if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5:5-8, Paul was teaching. The Corinthian church wrote a letter to them. 2 Corinthians 5:5. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Look at it. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. If I am in this body, I am absent from the Lord. Not from the Lord as in his presence, but from his physical dwelling place. Look at the next verse. For we walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, look, the thing that I'm living it by faith in Christ. Look at the next verse. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. It means that rather, whether I am here or I am dead, rather, I am in the hands of the Lord. I'm not in the hands of some juju people or some beast or some whatever. No, I am with the Lord. So the resurrection, if Christ didn't rise from the dead, then I cannot quote these scriptures. Then I have no hope for the resurrection in the future. It means that my life after death is doomed. But because he rose from the dead, because he rose again, it gives me hope for the future. Say amen. Are you there? So Jesus was teaching in the book of Matthew chapter 16. Look at the verse 26. Look at the verse 26 in Matthew chapter 16. He says, look at it. Very, very important scripture. Matthew. For what is a man profited? For what is a man profited? If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. My brother, don't lose your soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in his glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Say, I hear you. So, my brother, gain the whole world gain everything, at the same time to gain heaven. Don't gain the whole world and lose heaven. It profiteth you nothing to have cars, buildings, travel around the world, wine and dine with president. But when they lay you in state here, there is no hope for you being with the Lord. What will it profit a man if he cannot be with the resurrected Christ? It means that your wealth is meaningless to God if you cannot be with him when you depart from this earth. And no amount of money can save you when you are dying. You will die quickly like this, and your money will be around you. You can have, look, a certain gentleman who used to worship with us here some time, years ago. The father is a very blessed, very rich man. He has the kind of insurance where he can be flown out to the best of the best of the hospitals in the world, where helicopters can fly him from the airport to a helipad on the 34th floor or building of one of the top hospitals with the top surgeons. He was flown from here to Switzerland. They flew him to the 34th floor. They brought him. 8 surgeons surrounded him. 8. Ready with all the gadgets. They looked at him. They examined him. You know what they told him? Take him back to Africa to go and make peace with God and with his family. There's nothing we can do here. Say amen. So this is my friend. They brought him to the UK. And he called. I was there in the UK. Then he called me. Then we went to his house. My wife and I went and prayed for him. When we prayed for him, then I said, Daddy, I want you to accept Christ. He said, yes, I'm ready. So we prayed for him and prayed. He said, Jesus, Father, Mary, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. He was calling all the saints to come help him. When you are dying, you call a lady though. When you are dying, you call a lady. Then he said, oh, Francisca, you know what he said? The prayer that I prayed, I should write it on the piece of paper. And then he was flying first class of British Airways. And when he was there, he didn't eat anything. He didn't drink anything. He read the prayer the whole journey through, accepting Christ. Because he wanted to be sure that after all the wealth, after the pomp and pageantry, whining and dining, traveling here and there, his body, his soul, will have a place with Christ. And there are people in this building who are not too sure. But you must be sure today. Because, beloved, anything can happen to you. Your security is not in the money in your account. Your security is in the hands of Jehovah, who can decide whether you should live today or die tomorrow. I said, no pastor wants his member to die. Do you think I enjoy burying my members? But who am I to question God when he decides to take a brother or a sister home? That is why everybody must live in preparedness that if I am to die today, I will have a place in heaven. What will it profit a man if he gains his whole world but loses his soul? So sometimes when you don't have the world's goods, you don't have a beautiful car, a beautiful home, and whatever, don't beat yourself as if you're a failure. Don't be depressed and think that others have made it and you haven't. For when we have food to eat, we have a place to put our head and we can move up and down. We must be content. For they that strive to be rich, they that strive to make it, they that strive to prove a point, brother, they err from the faith. They pierce themselves with many sorrows. And they live some unrighteous life. Some people will do connection, do drugs, do anything, just to live well and make a point and prove a point to somebody. You don't need to prove anything to anybody. Be content with what God has given to you. Be content with your two-bedroom house. Be content with the small car you are driving. Be content with what the Lord has given to you. If he opens bigger door, enter that door. But brother, if he decides to call you tomorrow, you have a place with him in paradise. Say, I hear you, Pastor. The book of Revelation chapter 14, reading from verse 13, the book of Revelation, he said, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead, we die in the Lord, from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. May your works follow you. Ask the person beside you, what are your works? What will follow you after death? There are people who have a lot of things to show, but there are others who you don't have anything that will follow you by way of works after you are departed. And beloved, look, I have had people, Mama Francisca, I have had people who didn't look like they would die. They didn't smell death. In 24 hours, I heard they were dead. I have eaten with people on the Sunday evening. Eating at Sunday afternoon, we're eating wache together. By Monday, 7 p.m., can you eat wache and die the next day? Can you? Because by the time you are dying, you should even lose appetite. You are sick. Not that he was sick in the hospital. He just died. He just died. We were eating wache with him on a Sunday afternoon. By Monday, 7 p.m., He was fighting with the sister. And his blood pressure shot up. They rushed him to a hospital. They were looking for oxygen. The oxygen was on somebody. They can't remove him from that person and go and give it to him. They attempted to remove the oxygen. The family people said, hey, you want to kill our relative? The whole hospital had only one oxygen tank. And the other, and this our friend, was lying down, gasping for oxygen, and he died. In 24 hours. It is the Lord that is keeping us. I said, it is the Lord that is keeping you. Oxygen. Ghana, we are good. We don't have oxygen. Just trap the air, put it in something so that people can breathe. Say amen. So, live your life, pursue your agenda, achieve things, build factories, build your empire, build a chain of hotels, do something. But always remember that when you depart from this world, you have a place with the Lord. Remember, as you are moving around during this Easter, now Easter has become Jamboree. The purpose of Easter, the sufferings of Christ, the blood is shed, is no more relevant. Now it is fanfare, jamboree, parties, whatever, beach, whatever, jumping, dancing, everything. That the essence of the blood that was shed for our sins is lost. Now it is pleasure. But you, the believer, be mindful of Easter. Say hallelujah. So that you look at your life now. Which way is my life going? If I am to die today, where will I be? Is there anything I'm involved in that will end my soul in hell? Then take opportunity of this time and remove your legs from it. Take opportunity of this time and ask for the cleansing power of the blood and confess your sin. Easter is not about dressing. It's not about driving a car, coming to church. It is about your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. that his death should not be futile, that his death will mean something to your life. Say, I hear you. May we all, look, see, may we all find ourselves one day together in heaven through praising God. Let every praise be to our God. We are singing praises here. May we sing praises in heaven. You know, people have written books about hell and things. Personally, I don't like reading those things because I'm not going there. Where I'm not going, why should I read about it? I'm reading things about heaven. I'm reading about the glory, the mansions. Where will I be? Number one, Hallelujah Street. You know, will I be on the road of Peter? Will I see Paul? That's the things I'm reading. I'm not reading about demons who are coming to chew me and I'll be in hell, in torment, and in fire, and whatever. I don't want to read about those things. Because I'm not going there. I'm not going there. In Jesus' name, I will not, even my foot will not even step there. One day I was watching a movie called Ghost by Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze. Ghost. These are unbelievers. These are Hollywood people trying to tell us who counts for your soul after death. When Patrick Swayze died suddenly, he didn't go to wherever he was. He was roaming around to fight for vengeance for the person who killed him. After he fought for everything, then angels came for him. Bright lights, bright angels, whatever. You know, Hollywood people, they can create a lot of angels. And then the guy who killed him, he also died. When he died, then they created demons. Demons! Wow, wow, wow! They came for his soul. I said, look at it. Even the Hollywood people know that good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell. Do I need Hollywood people to preach the gospel to me? It is enough that good people go to heaven. May you be a good person. May you be a good person. Say amen. Say hallelujah. The second blessing that comes to us at Easter, or the second blessing of the resurrection, is the confidence to face the future. Confidence to face the future. Jesus said in John chapter 16, reading from verse number 33, John 16. He says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. It means that because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I can face tomorrow with confidence. It means that no matter the challenges I am going through, because he lives and he is seated at the right hand side of the Father, making constant intercession for me, no matter what I am going through, I will overcome. Say amen. So the resurrection is not just giving me hope after death, but it also gives me confidence that the storm that I am in will pass away. That I will survive the storms. I will survive. Paul was writing to the church in Rome, and in Romans chapter 8 verse 35, look at what Paul says. Look at what he said. Paul said in Romans 8 35, he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. May you be a conqueror in all these things. For I am persuaded, say I am persuaded. He said, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Say amen. It means that no matter what I am going through, I will survive it. My heart may be broken, but the Lord will mend my heart. I may have lost some big contract and some money, but the Lord shall restore unto me. A lover, somebody I gave my heart to, somebody who loved me and I loved the person, left me and went and chased another woman. I will not commit suicide because of that boy. God forbid that I will go and take a sponge and hang myself because of a boy who can't wash his pants. Or the sister. The sister is so beautiful that I haven't seen a beautiful woman like that before. Because of that, I've lost my joy. I've lost my peace. I can't eat, I can't drink. It's normal. But after some time, my brother, recover. Recover fast. Do you know what others have been through?
I can't eat. I can't drink. I can't drive. The guy will kill me.
Blow your nose. Comb your hair. Take a shower. Shake yourself. And move on with your life. You don't know what God has saved you from. He knows your future. And he knows what is good for you. What God has saved you from, don't go back to it. Don't go lamenting, morose. Now, unto me,
you can't comb your hair and you are walking, you have become like zombie.
Why? Because a girl here has left you. Nonsense. Breast, hips, boobs is making you kill yourself. Are there not many breasts in the world? Mascara. Eyelashes. My friend, wake up. Wake up. You're a man. Wake up. Wash your face. Find some Awusa Kokobi and drink. Look for Kosebi and adjust it. Get your appetite back and go to Fulera and buy some wachi. Tell yourself, weeping may endure, but it's just for a night. Joy cometh in the morning. My joy is coming because the joy of the Lord is my strength. So the people may look down upon you. They will say they have left you, but God will pick you up and give you a hope and a future. The resurrection gives you confidence to face tomorrow. That is why Paul said, who shall separate me from the love of God? Who can separate me? Is it nakedness or famine or sword or demons? He said, I have hooked my love with Christ. This may fail, but I'm not a failure. My marriage may fail, but I'm not a failure. It is an event. An institution that failed, but me as a person, I'm not a failure. God has put in me something that will rise up and face tomorrow. I will not commit suicide. I will not go mad.
I will not go to the psychiatric hospital because a man has left me for another woman. No. For people to come and visit me at asylum. And I'm mad. And I'm like this. Then they are bringing me bread and banana. If they don't go, they don't go to you to me. They will let Sheila. Because of love, look at you to me. I believe it's a cat. That's why I bought that baby for the tribu. Nikulu Jaino. That is why love with your heart, but let your head also go. Let your head think, my sister. Say amen. So that if the man leaves you suddenly, or the lady leaves you, or die, you will not be carried to the psychiatric hospital. God will take care of me. God will heal me. He's my savior. He's my deliverer. He's my anchor. He's my song when I am in sorrow. He's my life when things have gone bad. He's the present help in times of trouble. I will find solace. You may be down. You may be out. Say amen. I am trying to tell you that it will be well with it. You are not finished yet. I say, men may say you are finished, but you are not finished yet. You are not finished yet. Society may rule you out, but God will rule you in. They will call you a witch. They will call you a wizard. They will call you whatever. They should call you whatever. But you will find solace and comfort in the arms of your Savior. I see you with a testimony in this house. Say amen. The third blessing of the resurrection is that the resurrection has given the church power and a message to a dying world. The resurrection has given us a message to a dying world. The resurrection has given us power. The church is no more powerless. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 17. Look at what the Bible says. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Look at it. The verse 17 says. Look, verse 16 first. 16. It said, since I heard of your faith in the Lord, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of the Lord of Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of what? Wisdom. And what? Revelation in the knowledge of Him. Next verse. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. He says, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power. Say, of His power. To us who believe. According to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things, say all things, under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all the things to the church. Oh, look at the next verse. He says that, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all the earth. After He wrought all this, He has given power and everything, and He has made the public show of His qualities. So He says to the disciples, go ye, preach, declare my resurrection, Because if I'm still alive, you can do what I did. You can preach the gospel. You can save the souls. You can heal the sick. You can cast out devils. You can show the love of Christ. Say amen. So when Peter and John were going to the temple, called Beautiful, the Bible said, they saw this man crippled, and he asked them of alms. And he said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." And the people were so marveled. And they came to the Solomon's porch, wondering what has happened. Look at verse 11 to 16. Verse 11, Acts chapter 3. Look at verse 11. Look at their reply. I love their reply. He said, Acts chapter 3. Look at verse 11. Acts 3. And the lame man, which was healed, held Peter and John. All the people ran together unto them in the porch. That is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? As though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk. The God of Abraham and the Isaac and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus Christ, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desire a murderer to be granted unto you." Look at it. He said, "And killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses." Look at it. "And in his name, through faith in his name, had made this man strong, whom ye see and know. The faith which is by him had given him this perfect standing in the presence of you all, whom you delivered, whom God raised. And it is his name, through faith." So today the church has power through faith in his name to work the works of Christ. May you work the works of Christ. If the resurrection didn't take place, we will not have power to work the works of Christ. Today, we can work the works of Christ and to go and proclaim the resurrected Christ. Now, in the proclamation of the resurrected Christ, brother, many have gone through things. Many have been murdered. Many have been fried. Some have suffered a lot of things because they were preaching Christ. Ask yourself, what have you suffered? What have you been through by preaching the gospel? What do you go through? They are preaching the gospel, driving VVIP buses, eating, sleeping in guest houses. People's hands were chopped off. Lions ate mother and father and children because they were proclaiming the resurrected Christ. Ask yourself, what have I been through? What have you survived? They are asking you to just pay 10 cities, 20 cities. Is it work? It's not work. It's not suffering. People have paid with their lives by proclaiming Christ. What have we paid? What have you? What are they doing to you by preaching the gospel? That is why, more than ever before, we should preach the gospel. We should go everywhere, declare that Jesus is alive. And no matter what we go through, it is worth it. It is worth it. That he may be known, he may be seen, he may be understood. Look, next year, politicians are going to go everywhere to campaign. They are going to spend money to go everywhere to campaign for votes. Should we not go everywhere campaigning for votes for Christ? Should we not go everywhere? We should go everywhere declaring Jesus is Lord, declaring Christ. 2 weeks from today, we will be in Abetifi Kwewu with all the Kwewu towns. Brother, you may not go. Sponsor us as we are going. Give your money as we are going. Give something as we are going. Because you are not suffering. They have not come to your house. No lions have visited you and asked whether you believe in Christ or not. Brother, the only thing they ask you to do is that. Give some money. And how much can you give for the gospel? Give. Give. No lions have visited you. No Roman soldier has come with a whip and to come and whip you for believing in Christ. Doors have not been changed that nobody should worship here. If they come and said nobody should worship here again, anybody who comes to worship here will be shot on sight. Oh, our church will be empty. You don't love Christ that much to come and die for him. But today we are dressed nicely with Gucci perfumes, you know, looking pretty. But sponsor the gospel. sponsor the resurrected Christ. Let preach the gospel by giving to people who are doing it. God bless you. Love you all.
We trust that this message has been a blessing. We invite you to worship with us this and every Sunday at the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, Rehoboth Temple, North Legon. Our first service begins at 7 to 9:30 a.m. and second service 9:30 to 11 a.m. Our midweek teaching service every Wednesday 6 to 8 p.m. Prophetic Encounter, Thursdays 9 to 12 noon. Hours of Prayer, every Friday 6 to 8 p.m.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26767 6055, +233 26767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.